Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Before we start, let us pray. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we want to commit the session today into your hands. As we pray especially for our children who are listening and learning throughout the radio. In Jesus' name we pray. Welcome, Loyufa Lokota Years 4, 5, and 6 students who are with your parents at home, now listening out there throughout the radio. First, I would like to ask the teachers to introduce themselves, as together we will be taking you through in our first session as we start today. Teachers, by me asking you all for introducing me for Seleva, look at the students play you me, where out a listen outcome throughout the radio today. Thank you, teachers.
I'm Lovelyn Peterwau, teaching year 4.
Me, Beverly Hanirara, teaching year 5.
And I am Marilyn Tapidaka, teaching year 6.
These are primary teachers teaching at Florence Young Christian School. And myself, Nemblo me, Mrs. Christina Rore, me one fal officer no more at the Ministry of Education. Our topic for today's session is on family and friends. And it is based on this theme, who and where you are in place and time. The theme chosen for this continuing learning program is the message that we want to get across to you, that despite the situation where country blow you may experience him, you can still appreciate yourself and where you are with your family and friends at this moment. You will be listening to an interesting story about a boy who grows up in a place here in Solomon Islands. Then you will be given activities that will cover three subject areas: literacy, social studies, and health in the upper or senior primary curriculum. This was a session today by him helping now at students blue you me for understanding, meaning for what survey how English can be taught in other subject areas. Parents or guardians, you are expected to help your child. Now students, you will need an exercise book and a pen or pencil to write. And lo this fala session today, or activities we bami fal give him, by you go out here into the open environment outside lo home blo you fala or house, and parents or guidance are to help you. Or parents or guidance, you fall for help him now, at beginning blue you fala. And together, you have fun. By the end of this session, or lo end blue session blue me today, students will be able to appreciate who they are and where they live. And so as they consider how to make their environment or area around where they live clean and safe.
I'm going to read you a story about Sogo. Listen carefully while I read the story, because it will help you to do the activities according to your year levels. This is the story. My name is Sogo. I grew up in a small remote village on Kodokanal province. The village is surrounded by mountains, forests, and streams. The air is fresh and cool. We grow different types of food on the slopes of the mountains. We get fish, shells, and prawns from the streams. Dad goes to the town once a month to buy rice, soap, sugar, and other things. I go to a school run by the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I am in year 5 in the upper primary school. I have to walk for 1 hour to get there. I think living in the mountains is healthier than living in a large town. I will read the story for the second time. Listen very carefully. My name is Sogo. I grew up in a small remote village on Kodokanal province. The village is surrounded by mountains, forests, and streams. The air is fresh and cool. We grow different types of food on the slopes of the mountains. We get fish, shells, and prawns from the streams. Dad goes to the town once a month to buy rice, soap, sugar, and other things. I go to a school run by the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I am in year 5 in the upper primary school. I have to walk for 1 hour to get there. I think living in the mountains is healthier than living in a large town. That's the end of our short story.
Now, you have heard Sogo's story, and you will have to use your imagination to compare and think of your own environment or area around where you live. Get your exercise books and pen or pencil as you are going to draw and write something that I will help to guide you through. Let's begin. First, think as you imagine in your mind and draw the environment where you live in. Next, what can you see, smell, feel, hear, or taste in the environment where you live in? For example, I can see boys and girls laughing and playing. I can smell the scent of the beautiful flowers. I can feel the cold breeze of the wind. I can hear the sound of birds singing high up in the trees. And I taste the sweet banana fruit outside the house. Now, what can you say about your environment? Do you think your environment is clean and safe to live in?
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
This leads to the next part of the activity. Now, year 4 learners, please listen. You are to think of ways how to protect the water sources in your environment to make sure that they are safe for drinking. Here, you will list 2 ways how to protect the water sources in your environment, and then you will draw a picture of your environment. For year five learners, listen. You are going to answer a question. The question is, what is pollution? First, you define the word pollution in your own words and draw a picture of a polluted environment. For year 6, you will think of 2 ways to keep the environment clean, and then you will draw a picture of how your family and the people in the community will keep the environment clean.
Now, Bami Askem, now, Oketa, teachers blue you me for further explain him now. Oketa, activities in Pidgin. But by you me follow them now each year level. So by you me start with them now, year 4 teacher. Thank you.
You hear him Sogo story, and Sogo him stop low one for a clean environment where water him clean for using. You may got him different types of water sources inside communities below you me too, yeah? For example, rivers, wells, rainwater, tap water, spring, and streams. For your activity, me like him, you list him two ways where you serve protect him water sources for him clean and safe for using. And then you draw pictures of two fella water sources where you serve.
Thank you. Now by me gonna lo year 5 and Mrs. Beverly Hanirara now. But by him explain him come lo Pidgin. How now by you fall year 5 students do him now activity blow you fala. Thank you.
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
For every year 5 where you listen come to me this time, I believe that you may hear him now, this fella story about this fella boy, Sogo. Sogo him stop lo one fella environment where him clean and him healthy. Activity blow you me for today, him on pollution. You me save environment blow you me, by him save look no good, time you me throw rubbish all about, or you me throw any kind inside the water, him not time me talk about pollution. First question blow you me for today, me feel like him you, for you divine him, or you explain him. What now? Pollution. The word pollution, lo on words blow you. Have now first activity, first question blow you me. But me repeating by question number 1. You divine him come or explain him the word pollution, lo on words blow you. Have now you understanding word pollution. Question number 2. Him in line with him question number 1 too, yeah? For question number 2, by you draw one fella picture where him some one fella environment where him me polluted. Him now question number 2 blow you me every year 5 where you listen come lo this fella time.
Thank you. Now by me go na lo year 6 teacher. Mrs. Marilyn Tapitaka, where Baba him explain him come lo you fall got a year 6, what na by fall doing for activity blow you fall. Thank you.
For year 6 learners, please listen carefully. In our communities, we have family members and also other people where we stop together as a community. Now, activity, two fall activities for you work on it. The first one is think of two ways that the family members and all the people inside the community serve keep him now environment clean. Think of two ways to keep the environment clean. And then the next activity is to draw a picture of how now family blow you. Other people who are going to live inside this community blow you, so we keep him now environment blow you clean. Remember, cleanliness is next to godliness, so very very important for you to keep him now community blow you me clean.
Thank you, teachers. We believe that okata students where you for listen come with them parents by for support him ota pikinini blow you fala. O kata do him now kata activities where me fala assign him come now for okat by do him. Now you me come now yeah, lo end lo first session blow you me today. And I want to ask you this question. What have you learned? or what was that you enjoyed most in our first session today?
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
By me like a me for a right team now, one for a sentence. To help you reflect as you think, go back, what now you me learn him, Lord, is our first session today. Just only one thing that you have learned and enjoyed most in today's session. For example, you can begin your sentence by saying, I have learned I must appreciate myself. Or, in today's session, what I have enjoyed most was to listen and use my imagination as I draw the environment I live in. For helping me fall more okat pikinini, what by you fall doing, especially for if I reflect back, what you me learn him today, by me ask him now okata teachers, blow you me where okat take him me through the session today for okat to make him their own reflection on today's session. As I ask them the same question as well. Teachers, what have you learned? Or what was that you enjoyed most in our first session today? And by me asking first, our year four teacher, Mrs. Lovelyn Pitawao.
I've enjoyed using my senses to describe my environment.
Thank you. The question by him asked lo Mrs. Beverly Hanirara and by him na by him respond come to.
What I've learned today is about Sogo's story, living in a healthy environment. And I also want to live in an environment that is healthier, just like Sogo, and it's not polluted.
Thank you, Alaska, Mrs. Marilyn Tapitaka. What can you say for your reflection for today's session? Thank you.
I have learned that I must drink clean water to keep me healthy.
Thank you, teachers. So, you for local students, where you for listen, come out the radio now, yeah? You for by survey what for doing. But if I like him, if I for write him a small reflection, Noma. For state him or write him, what now you for learn him? Lo today's session. Finally, this fella session here, by him helping you fella to appreciate who you are and where you are now with your friends and family. Furthermore, it helps you to think of ways how you can make your environment or area around him where you stay this time here clean and safe. Therefore, look forward to our next session as we'll continue with this theme on who and where you are in place and time, and the topic on family and friends. Thank you and enjoy completing the activities that we have given you for this first session until our next session. Goodbye. And God bless.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.